I was 13 months old when I had my liver transplant.
Thank you for being a friend.
My donor was Kristen Burkholder.
Travel down a road and back again. Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant.
Hi, I'm Tessa Hurdle and I'm from Parker, South Dakota.
I'm not ashamed to say
I am 17 years old.
I hope it always will stay this way. My hat is off, won't you stand up and take a bow?
There were times where I was sick and I'd have to go to the hospital and I would just look at my mom and tell my mom, why can't I be normal? Why do I have to be in the hospital? Why can't I go home, you know? But it's a way of life, I guess. Well, I have two older sisters, Tiffany and Taya, and I think it was hard for them to watch me go through what I went through.
Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend.
Because there's stuff that I wanted to go to, like events I wanted to go to, and my mom wouldn't let me because I was sick, or my mom wouldn't let me because there's too many germs there. And like the play area at McDonald's, I never got to play in those.
I'd surely buy you a Cadillac.
April 24th, this last April 24th, it was 16 years since I've been out of transplant.
I hope it always will stay this way.
Before my transplant, I was actually on like 13 different medications, and right now I'm only on one, and I'll have to be on that for the rest of my life. My dad always says, when you have one pencil, it's easy to break, but if you take other pencils and bring it around that one pencil, it's much greater support, and that's what CMN is to us. I say if you look at me now, you'd never know that I had a liver transplant, because I know that Kristen lives within me and keeps me going every day. Think of Kristen every day and always tell her thank you for saving my life.
Thank you for being a friend.
We actually met the donor family and became really good friends with them.
Thank you for being a friend.
Just everyone, just live life to the fullest because you never know what's going to happen. I'm Tessa Hurdle from Parker, South Dakota. I believe in miracles 100%.